Today, I thought I would just take a moment to tell you, we haven't really talked numbers yet. So we've been doing some in-kind talks. We've been doing some service. We talked about the budget and the finances. So we hit different pieces, trying to move your heart a little in different directions. But we need some brass tacks, right? So now it's time. Where are we? So who knows from the lovely email that you get and every one of you read, what, where are we financially in the annual appeal? The goal, the budget is $260,000 for the center, about $261,000. The annual appeal goal, 78% of that, which is $204,000. So who knows what we've raised so far? Because now I've talked to Robbie, can I have permission to be honest this year and just say what we are doing? And he said yes. So who saw the number? Anybody know where we are? Susan, do you know where we are? Okay. We are at, drum roll, everyone's good at that. Okay. $156,000. So, thank you. That's awesome, isn't it? Yeah. So that's you guys. So the big thing that I was thinking about this year to say, it's a little, it might sound harsh, but you know, I get paid to do it, so I can do that. that the people who are sustainers, which means one time, monthly, even in kind and service and prostration, our practices are sustainers. They've mostly committed. I call them all. I talk to them all. Some are procrastinators. They love to wait. I know Judy likes to wait. She gives anyway. I know she's going to, but she always says, I wait to the end when there's a procrastinator challenge. But still, the majority of the people have already pledged. So what does that mean? What is that 48,000? Where's that going to come from? Everybody else. So that's a little tight, and it's a little to say that out loud is like we are looking for everybody who's not a sustainer that we need $48,000 from everybody, or the people who might want to still increase, that still comes. That's a big number that we need to get to because we put more money in the annual appeal this year. It's the same budget, but we realized we didn't quite raise everything we expected last year in different areas. So we thought, let's just be honest and put it all that we have to have it. Just tell everybody what we need. So we're telling you what we need is $48,000. And that sounds like a telethon, but it's the truth. So that's where we are. We're only in what's the middle of November. We started early. So we're trying to end at the end of December this year, not go in. We'll go into a little bit in January, but we don't really want to go to the end. We'll have to make decisions on whether we end the appeal and try to raise it in other ways, but we do have to get there to support our budget to make the center just meet the budget. There's nothing extra in here. It's just the budget. So those are the cold, hard facts. Heather's like, yep, I hear you. That's where we are. Let's see what else. So one thing I didn't mention, and a lot of you know, is how to give. So you can give from your bank account. You can just send the checks like Susan does. She just sends her check on in through the bank account, sets it up. Strevels do that. I know everything about you guys. And the other way is through credit cards. Susan does that. She just sends her money in through her credit card. We can also draw from your bank account. You know, it can be, there's multiple ways to do it. And all of that's online and it's relatively easy. If you get stuck and have a snafu, just call me. We'll walk through it. Some people mail checks in like Judy. She just mails her check in or she drops it in the box a lot of times. Some people just drop cash in. They love to be anonymous. That's fine too. So during this time of the year, that money goes to the appeal. At the other times of the year, that goes to general giving. What other ways are there? I guess that's it. Stocks. Susan works with stocks. So, so we have some other people who give us stocks and then we cash them in and that's their gift to the center. Soon you're going to see the legacy giving, legacy and planned giving or planned legacy and living giving. Cause some of that can be while you're still here. You might take, while you're still alive, you might take some of your, we're Buddhists. We're used to saying that. So you might take some of,
This lifetime.
Today, we're still here. So you might take some of your funds if you have a forced distribution. Those are some words I've heard that you might just, one person said, oh my goodness, I'll just not give monthly and I'll take my forced distribution and give monthly that way. And then I don't have taxes. There's all kinds of cool ways to do that. We have people you can talk to about all these things. I'm the simple stuff, just online giving. You can talk to me about any of that. So we also have the in-kind you've heard lots of things about and service. And then the practice for 2019 are prostrations. So we're hoping to finish up our circumambulations and we'll give that count to Geshe Gelug at the end, which was very moving last year if you were here. He didn't know that we were going to present him with the Mani Mantra count. And I think it was, if you all remember, it was quite beautiful. He was very touched by that. So that's the practice. And now we finally have the mug. You've been waiting so long. It's in, and I'm so excited. It's, you know, looks similar to last year, but it's purple. The quote is, there are only 2 days in the year that nothing can be done. One is called yesterday, and the other is called tomorrow. Today is the right day to love, believe, do, and mostly live by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And then you have your beautiful bookmark that you get each year for giving. So if you give $10,000, if you give $20, you get the mug. We love to be equanimous. Is that the right way to say that here? So that's out on the table. I've got a lot more. So everybody who's already signed up, and that's just if you pledge. So it's not like you've already given, but if you've just pledged, you get to take your mug home. And then, Susan, if you would pass out, if anybody hasn't received this in the mail or would like the brochure, it explains everything. And you can have that. Ann Scaversha's designed that for free. It's very glossy. I know some people might not like that, but it was free to us. So the printing wasn't, but the design was. So that's everything. Susan, is there anything else you can think we can mention? All right. Well, thank you very much for your generosity so far, and keep up the good work.